We're holding here in Simen Tov Samech Beis Sif Zayin in the Dershu edition or many Mishnah Berurah editions, page 128. Simen Tov Samech Beis Sif Zayin. The Mechaber tells us Yesh Livarer Hamelach Koidem Pesach Michitim Shtoyu Besoichoi. Person should separate Hamelach, the salt, before Pesach, Koidem Pesach, Michitim, from the wheat, Shtoyu Besoichoi, that the wheat and salt should not be together. What's the reason why we want these two to have a Mechitza? They should be separated, right? Ki kisha melach mislach leach o nichnas ma'at ma'at bechitim mischametz. Because in the melach, when the salt is moist, o nichnas ma'at ma'at bechitim, it goes in a little slowly at a time, bechitim mischametz. What does salt do? It dissolves its moisture. There is water in salt, as we'll see. There are two types of salt, water from the sea, and water and salt, rather, from the sea, and salt from mining, from the ground. So we'll see that the salt from the sea is water. And when that salt dissolves, and then it comes into the contact with the grain, we don't want to be using that grain for our matzahs. So we're saying we should make sure that we separate. That's what the Mechaber is telling us. Yesh levarer hamelach, separate the salt before Pesach from these wheats. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Chaf Dalet. Hamelach, haynu b'melach shel yam. The kemayim dami. We're talking about salt from the sea, because as the Mishnah tells us, the kemayim dami, it's like water. Aval, however, b'melach shechayfrin min hakarka, but salt that we get from digging, chafira, to dig in the ground. They are not in the category of water. What's the status of salt that comes from the ground that you dig to get the salt? They have a status of mei peiris, of, we'll call it loosely translation, of fruit juice. And we said in the past, in the simen, that if you have fruit juice with flour, it does not become a chametz stick. It's einoy machmetz, does not become chametz. However, nonetheless, the Mishnah concludes, mikomokom roi gam bezeh, livdoi kaysam, you should still check the wheat and make sure there's no salt, even if the salt is salt from the ground. Let's just review what we've learned so far in Sif Katan Chaf Dalet. If there is salt with the wheat, if the salt comes from the sea, it means it's like water, says the Mishnah Berurah, therefore we are concerned that of a chimutz, a leavening process taking place. If it comes from the ground, the salt comes from the ground, and it was in contact with the wheat, we say, the Mishnah Berurah says it will not be machmetz, nonetheless, you should still separate the two. So the point is we want to separate the salt from the wheat. Okay. Sif Katan Chaf Hei, Mischametz Hachita, and then the wheat will become chametz stick. Veshuv Pailetes Hachita Tam HaChametz B'melach. And then the wheat gives off the Tam HaChametz, the taste of the chametz, into the salt. V'imloi Berer V'nimsa Hachitin B'melach. And if you did not separate, and if you find the Chitin B'melach, we were told here in the Mechaber to separate the salt from the wheat. What happens if you did not separate the salt from the wheat? You find the wheat with the salt. The achreinim agree. The imyaveshim, that if they, the chitim, are dry, mutter hamelach afilu bepesach, then the salt is even permissible to be used on Pesach. So the case is, once again, I have chitim that was not separated from the salt. Can I use the salt on Pesach? Or do we say that some of the chitim went into the salt and now I can't use the salt because maybe it became chametz stick? He says here, once again, repeating the words, the im yaveshim, if the chitim are dry, Doc, this is what you were saying here. If it's dry, nothing's happening. Right? The Mechaber's case is when something dissolved because it was moist. Mutter hamelach, the salt is permissible, afilu pesach, even on Pesach. V'imotzon shinsrachachu, if you find that the chitim became soft, if the wheat became soft, imhu be'erev pesach, if it is on erev pesach, acher chatzois, after noon, after on a perfect day, tzorech litol kidei netila, you have to take off kidei netila from the salt. You have to take off a, how much is kidei netila? We've learned this. Dain ko'ivi agudol, sevivois hamokam shehoyu hachitim. Take off around 2 to 2.4 centimeters worth of the salt that came in contact with that wheat. Let's just clarify what's going on here. In my left hand, I have, my left hand, I'm holding a watch. But this watch is being used as the chitim. Okay? My right hand, I'm holding the digital recorder, which is the salt. So, if we see that the chitim in my left hand here is soft, take off around 2 centimeters worth of salt around that came in contact with this chitim. Then the rest of the salt is permissible to be used on Pesach.
This does follow.
So once again, we are in the Mishnah Berurah where it says, "Imhu be'erev Pesach acha chatzos tzarech litol kidei netila." Take off 2 centimeters worth around of the salt. The hayne koyvei agudlo seviyus hamokim shehoyu achitim, that the chitim was around. V'zorkon, throw out that salt. V'ashar muta, the rest is permissible. Avol imotzon be'Pesach. You want a safer? But if you Avol imotzon be'Pesach, you find it on Pesach. Do not use any of the salt that you find in this container. Throw out the kedei netila around it, a certain amount around it. The rest of the salt, wait till after Pesach. You could use it after Pesach. If you did use it, the food is not forbidden. Ela imkein shesomu me'oisa kidei netilo toicha maichol, unless you placed from that netilo into the food. In other words, like as follows. Here's that wheat. I'm holding my left hand, that grain of stalk of chitim that came in contact, became a little rach, soft, and came in contact with the salt. If I use the salt within the 2 centimeters kidei netilo worth over here, ke'oive agudol, and I put that into the food, the salt that's right around here, I put this into the food for Pesach, then you cannot have the air food. Can't have the cake and eat it too. Okay. We are Simen Tov Samech Beis in the Mishnah Berurah, like 2 lines before it ends. Page Samech Hei. Kos v'achroinim. Achroinim write. The gamat havlin yesh levarer. So to the spices you should separate. Ulahashich garine tevua sheyimso behem. Any grain kernels at the place that you found in them. Koidim sheyisimim betavsha, before you put them in the food. Make sure that you check out the spices, which our spices don't have wheat kernels in there today. It's not our concern. Before you crush up the tavlin, the spices, that you don't want any tvua, any wheat kernel, wheat in the spices, aval hatavlin, poshethu, the tavlin's obvious, she'ein behem chash, afilo nimsu hari behem, the harei heim yavish biyavish. But if you would find some wheat kernel in the spices, it's yavish biyavish, the two dry entities. As the doctor was saying before, that you have two dry entities, nothing's happening. Nothing's transferring. No taste is transferring. So that's what he's telling us over here. Let's continue now. Baruch Hashem, we have more time. By the way, once again, you have the sheets from the email to review or to see ahead what we've been discussing here. Now we're discussing a Simon Tov Samach Gimel, Imutu Lachroi Shnei Shibolim Yachad V'dinei Karmel. Can you singe two stalks together, and the halachas of roasting the kernel. Okay, let's see what this means. The Mechaber tells us in Siman Tov Samech Gimel Sif Aleph, Mutar Lachroich Shnei Shibolim Biyachad, you can singe, you could parch two kernels together. What would the concern be? Maybe if I have moisture in one, it would go into the next one. So we're saying, no, you can singe them to parch them a little. Yes. He continues and says, we're not concerned that the water will come out from one to the next. Why not? Why are we not concerned that the water will come out from the one to go to the next? Because it's meperis. Why? Like we said, there's water on one side, in the corner, and meperis in every other liquid. And meperis, we said, are not machmitz, do not become chametzdik. So even if this liquid comes out from the wheat, it's not water. It's not what we call water. And therefore, we're not leaven. Sif Kodin Aleph in the Mishnah Brura, in the bottom of the page. Shehem and Meperis, that the liquid that comes out is like fruit juice, has the same halachic status. Wadin, the mutter lahamid kad shel dogon lachim besoicha tanur cham. Here he says, you can put a whole container of grain, which is moist, inside the oven. Shiyeh osoy kloyoy, that they should, you should roast them, you want to roast it. V'av shemachmas choyim hatanur olu shiyetzi mayim min hadogon l'soy chakad. Even though that through the heat of the oven, the temperature, the heat of the oven, olu shiyetzi mayim min hadogon, it will happen, is that shiyetzi mayim min hadogon, that the water will come out from this grain, l'soy chakad, into this whole container of the stalks, nivloin achakach ba'kloyes gufa, when going to this roasted kernels, filo hachi shar mitan de meperis ein machmitz. It's not a concern, the same reason. Any water, what we call water that comes out from them, is not water. It's not literally water, so if it's not water, it's called meperis, so it's not machmitz. Let's move right along to Siv Beis. Vasika. Have you ever eaten vasika? Well, there's a type of food called vasika. And the Mechaber tells us that vasika, shehu tavshil ha'osui mishemen v'melach in kemach. So this is the ingredients. You want to go home today and try it? Let me know how it goes. And you don't have to save me any. It's all right. So vasika is, the ingredients are shemen, oil, melach, salt, with flour. Mutter, turn the page, who shall yehei by mayim. It's mutter to make this vasika just as long as there is no water. Let's first see the Mishnah Brura and Sif Kodin Beis before we see further in the Mechaber. So this vasika is made mishemen, v'melach, v'afal gav, the melach shalonu machmitz, even though our salt is machmitz. And just to point out, in the Shaar Tzion, not the same one you mentioned before, but the last line on the page, in Sif Kodin Gimel, in the Shaar Tzion, he tells us, Haynu shenasis mimei hayam. The salt that comes from the sea is machmitz, because we said the salt from the sea is like water. The melech shalom the machmitz, kemoi shekosu besoif simen tosam v'beis, yeshloi ma'alef ishuhu mu'at, v'nishtana tzura soy mitzura samayim, ein bay koyach im ha-shemen. We're saying that since it's only a little salt, and it's a whole different entity now, the oil overpowers that salt. But of real water, we're concerned any smallest amount of water that's combined with the vasika, with the oil and flour. It could be also that if there is a melach meruba, a lot of salt, then we also would be concerned that it might be machmitz, might become chametzdik. Sif Kodin Gimel, we said a person is permitted to take his vasika, make his vasika, which is made out of shemen, melach, in kemach, mutter, the shemen having made peris, ain't machmitz, because shemen is made peris, and does not become chametzdik. Just as long as there is no water. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Kodin Dalet, Shelo yehei b'mayim, aval, i'ika b'mayim, if there is water, filu koshu, even the smallest amount, havi k'mei peiris, imayim o machmes. It's like mei peiris with water, and it's machmes. V'ein tzorich leimar, im lo yehoya v'hatam shel shemen klal. We don't have to say that, of course. Let's say you take out the oil, of course, you have flour in the water, of course, with the salt, it will become chametzdik. Now, the Ramah says, Uladidon Shinoigim Lahach Meme Peiris Gamza Asr. We learned earlier that the Ramah's opinion is that Me Peiris were Machmir, that it does ferment. It does become chametz. Not like what we're saying from the Mechaber. So then this whole vasik would be asr. So you'd be able to enjoy it, right? Our Sfadish friends over here. Okay, please don't eat it in front of us. It's not so polite, but b'teavon. Okay. Sif kodin hay, gam ze asr, says the Mishnah Brura, im loy letzare chaylev zakin unless for a sick person or an elderly individual, ukedel al basim tafsam v'esiv dal ba'agop. As we mentioned earlier. Because of Hachrainim. Now, he the Sif Aleph, Gamla Ramah Shari. The Milso de la Shchicha hi, Sheyetza Mayim Izelezeh. That even in Sif Aleph, Gamla Ramah, it's permissible. Why? The Milso de la Shchicha hi, Sheyetza Mayim Izelezeh. It's not so common that you can have the water go from one to the next. Vaf im Yotsu, even if it will go out. Halay Mikir Adin, May Peres Emach Mitzim. From the letter of the law, May Peiris does not, even if you ask the Ramah, does May Peiris machmir? He'll tell you from Mikir Adin, no, it doesn't. But we're machmir. The Ramah saying we're machmir. V'gam efshar doho de machmirin b'may peiris hanyu shloy lasis ma'ise b'yadayim la'arev May Peiris imakemach. Furthermore, the Mishmur says, this that the Ramah says to be machmir with the May Peiris means don't go ahead and make it with your own hands. Avol May Peiris in this arev me'melo shafkinu le'adino demutar. Like in Sif Aleph. But May Peiris, that got mixed up by just happened by itself, let's say in the case of the salt over here, by itself, it could be lenient, says the Mishnah Berurah, like in Mechaber and Sif Aleph, that it's mutter. Let's see another halacha and finish Simon Tov Samech Gimel. The Mechaber tells us, now we're discussing the caramel, the roasted kernel. Caramel. The roasted grain, the caramel, it was roasted before they ground it up, that was heated up, that they heated up in the fire, and then they grind it up, don't take that flour, its flour, this caramel flour, and do not combine it too with water. Why not? Because maybe it wasn't heated up properly in the fire. It was just put in there for a certain amount of time. And maybe there's still some flour in it. And when you put the flour with this caramel, the water with the caramel, it'll become chametzdik. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah in the first part of the Mechaber, and then we'll come back to the rest. Sifkot Vav, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Karmel Shemehavavin, that you put into, you heated it up. Let's say, Loimar. Avde hadogon shaloi kevai niklo b'ur, even though this grain was already in the oven, it was roasted in the oven, Bimkein hakemach shaloi hu ka'ofoi. This flour is like it's baked already. V'kayim olon da'ofoi ein ha'machmetz. And we know that if something is baked, it cannot ferment. Afilo hachi osur shema. It might be osur. Nonetheless, it's osur because it might not have baked properly. V'nimso machmetz. And then it'll come out, it'll become chametzdik. Sifkan zayin. V'im avru v'nosnu toicha meichel. What happens if a person went ahead and put the caramel into the food? The food is also bahana, but also la shoyisa, you cannot keep it around. the Sveika Deraisa, because now it's a Sveika Deraisa. That maybe this caramel, you got it with wet and into the food, maybe it's Issa Deraisa, Issa from the Torah. Sifkot Nches, Nimsa Machmes Kishim Vashnam Esai, when you cook it, it becomes Chametz, Vafilu Imakemach Atzmai, even with the flour itself. Nikla Batanor, Lo Yevashlo B'mayim. Even if it came roasted in the oven, don't cook it with the water. Shemulay nikla yofe, v'yovele deichimus, maybe it wasn't roasted well, and it will come to rise. V'yesh matir in levash al kemach hakoloi, there are those who do permit to cook kemach hakoloi, flour which was roasted, lefi shechoyim ha'ur, shoylet bo yoyse mimash, shoylet be'achitim. Because the choyim ha'ur, the temperature of the fire, shoylet bo yoyse, it cooks it quicker, mimash shoylet be'achitim. As opposed to that which is on the wheat. That one can rely on these opinions that the roasted kernel is cooked up well and it will not become chametz. That if a person went ahead and made a tafshil, a dish, one can permit it to derive benefit from it, or to keep it until after Pesach. This matzah fuya, baked matzah that was found, the flour inside of it, also litno beraita, you cannot put it with the liquid. The oisai kemach bevadei loy nefer yofa. You see that there's some flour into it. It wasn't singed well. Bevnesha matzah mafsekes bein a kemach laur, because the matzah separated between the heat of the oven and this grain. If one did put it into the food, then it's even the it's also bahana. Mechaber concludes and tells us v'chein kishem meidolin hakdeiros achadoshos pirush noisnin kemach lesoich hamaychel hakpois ein mevashlin bahem ella matzah fuya shechazu v'tachnu oisai. Now we have the last case. It seems like there's a discussion in the Pesukim exactly what this case is. When they would modelim hakaderis, they would strengthen the pots, whether it's new pots or old pots. Here the Mechaber says new pots, and they want to strengthen the pots, so you want to like put it into the oven to give it a stronger consistency. I once had a frying pan, brand new frying pan, looked great, so looks are deceiving. The first time I used it, I couldn't believe it. The heat maneuvered the pot. I never had a pot like this. It cracked. The metal pot, the frying pan, it cracked. You believe this? This is what happened. So you want to avoid this. You want to make sure it's strong. How do you do this? So he says here, when you're strengthening the kederos, you take flour, the kemach, the flour, into the food, to strengthen the pot. Only use baked matzah shechazu v'tachnu oisa that was already ground up. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Tes Perush Zeh Perush Hu L'dasa Tor. This explanation is according to the Tor. Avala Beisi Oisef Shehetig Loshna Rambam Shekosav Hakaderis Hachadoshois New Pots Havi Perush Means Shemavashim Bekaderis Hachadoshois Bepam Rishoyna Kemach Umayim Kedei Lahakshois Hakadera Lachoska. That they would take the flour and the water and use it like a plaster in order to strengthen the pots. We'll stop here. Mr. Shem, we'll pick up tomorrow from Simon Tov Samach Dalid. Chardel, mustard, that was mixed up with kemach, with flour. Tomorrow, Mr. Shem.